Well, praise the Lord. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this Sunday morning. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. We serve a God of vision. The Lord has always had it in mind that his people be a people of vision. The Lord delivers vision to his people, speaks vision into the lives of his people. And since the beginning, the Lord has put vision in front of mankind. He has given vision to his people. Without vision, the people perish, the word says. The Lord knows well that people perish when there is no vision, when they lose sight of vision, when they become blinded or blindsided, when they let go of the vision of the Lord. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The Bible says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I believe what the Spirit of the Lord would say this morning is that the vision of the Lord needs to become law. It needs to become the law that governs our lives. It needs to become the law that governs our existence, the law that governs our relationships, the law that governs our homes, the law that governs our activity in this life. The vision of the Lord becoming law. That it would control us, that it would govern us, that it would adjust us, that it would protect us. Without vision, people perish. Think of the first time humanity perished, when Adam and Eve lost vision, when they let go of vision, when they were blindsided, when they became blind. Why did we perish that day? The Voice Bible reads, where there is no vision from God, the people run wild. But those who adhere to God's instruction know genuine happiness. The NCV, where there is no word from God, the people are uncontrolled. Uncontrolled. The truth is that vision controls us. It keeps us running in right fashion. Vision is strength. The vision of the Lord for our lives, for our homes, is strength. The vision of the Lord for a people, for a church, it is strength. And so we don't put off the vision of the Lord, for without the vision of the Lord, we are weak and we are perishing. Can we note the text today? That the vision we are speaking about is the vision given us by the Lord. This is not some man-made vision. This is not vision we conjure up on our own and slap a man-made label on it that reads approved by God. This is vision given to us by the Lord Himself. It's His heart for your life. It's His heart for your home. It's His heart for this church. It's His heart for your children. This is not man-made. And so the Lord comes to deliver vision for us, that it might control us and keep us and adjust us and strengthen us. We know full well what happens to humanity when it is separated from the vision of the Lord. History tells the horrid tale. The NET Bible, when there is no prophetic vision, I love that because the vision of the Lord is prophetic. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. We need the vision of the Lord. The vision of the Lord for a person, for a people, for a couple, for a family, for a home. How many need the vision of the Lord for your home? We need the vision of the Lord for the community and the city, for this province, for this nation and beyond. We need the vision of the Lord for this church, this body, for this congregation. Crying out for the vision of the Lord, that it drives us and keeps us and protects us and controls us, restrains us, and delivers power to us. Without the vision of the Lord, we perish. That's what the text says. And so could I encourage all of us this morning, could I encourage this church this morning to grab hold of the vision of the Lord, the revealed vision of the Lord, and adopt it as law. Make it the law of your life. We need prophetic vision. This message entered my inbox Wednesday, November 16, 2011. A message from David Wilkerson titled The Last Day Church. His words, I believe God's vision for his last day church is based on his revealed word. Because the Bible clearly outlines what the church of Jesus Christ will be like just prior to his coming. The church in America is far from what God envisioned it to be. We could put our nation in there. For the most part, entire denominations today operate without the Holy Spirit. They are devoid of the presence of Jesus and bankrupt of all spiritual gifts. They practice a form of religion without any power, conviction, or saving message. They are cozy with the world and are more political than spiritual. They appease sin, wink at divorce, and ridicule the supernatural while tossing aside all teaching about heaven, hell, repentance, and judgment. The New Testament church made devils tremble. It drove legions of demons into the abyss, prayed prison doors open, made rulers cringe in fear. Those early believers had such faith and power that cripples rose up leaping and beggars became evangelists. They believed in the supernatural and they opened blind eyes, unstopped deaf ears, and healed all manner of diseases. They even raised the dead. He continues, I am not saying God's last day church will be a repeat or copy of the first century church. No, I am saying it will be even greater than that. It will be mightier, stronger, with an even greater revelation of Jesus. It will have greater unction from the Spirit than ever, greater even than at Pentecost. God always saves his best wine for last. He continues, the prophet Daniel confirms this. He said that certain prophetic truths were locked up only to be revealed in the last days. For the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, 9 and 10. Today, the Holy Spirit is revealing these things to spiritual, discerning saints. It is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. He closes off by saying this. The Lord is preparing a powerful yet humble army of shepherds after his own heart. And also a remnant congregation of hungry sheep who have turned away from the deadness and sin of the modern church. The scene is being set for that church, which will be hot, not lukewarm, and it will rock the very foundations of hell. No power on earth will be able to ignore or despise it. Would you let the vision take hold of your life this morning? God's vision for his last day church. Would you let it law, become law, govern and control spirit, soul, body. Let it become the vision for your life, for your marriage, for your home, for your children, for this church. Let it govern and control us. God's vision for His church. Number one this morning, operating with the Holy Spirit. Not content to operate without the Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Number two, full of the presence of Jesus. Not content to function without the presence of Jesus. Can we remind ourselves of the text, Lord, if your presence does not go with us, do not carry us up from here. I just want to let you know that the heart of this leadership is that we function with the Holy Spirit and that we move with the presence of Jesus and that His presence is the most important thing in this room. This is His heart for His last day church. It's always been His heart for His church. Number three, rich with spiritual gifts. In full operation, every believer. Functioning, moving, spiritual gifts. Number four, black and white. Get rid of the gray. Calling it like the Bible calls it. The word says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light, light for darkness, bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. His heart has always been that we call it like it is, exactly like the Bible calls it. It is simply sin when we call it otherwise. It's waywardness. It's division from the vision of the Lord. Number five. Praising and respecting the supernatural. This is God's vision for His church. A church to which the supernatural is more real and natural than the natural. Number six, discerning saints. We need the spirit of discernment. Every single one of us needs a spirit of discernment. Otherwise, we are led astray. Otherwise, we cast off the vision of the Lord. We get lost. We let go of the vision of the Lord. We become wild, uncontrolled. We adopt our own vision and slap a man-made label on it, calling it God's vision for our life. Discerning saints in these end times. Discerning saints in a world where church attendance is optional. It was never meant to be this way. Discerning saints with the onslaught in our homes, entertainment, so many things. Discerning saints that will hold to the truth of the Word of God, that will run with the vision of the Lord. Daniel 12, 9 and 10, and he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The message reads, the message is confidential and under lock and key until the end, until things are about to be wrapped up. The voice, Daniel, for the words must be kept secret and sealed until the time of the end. In the Amplified Bible, and he, the angel, said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed till the time of the end. Can I say this morning that the words are flowing? The prophetic vision is rushing. The secrets of the time of the end are being told to a discerning people. Those who have ears to hear, those who have eyes to see, the Lord is speaking to His end time church, the last day church. Our only hope is the vision of the Lord. Since the beginning of the time, our only hope has been the vision of the Lord. when we cast off the vision of the Lord, we perish. Those who have ears to hear, who have eyes to see, those who will keep the words of the Lord, those that will treasure the words of the Lord, those that will obey them, those that will adhere to God's instruction, those that are committed to the prophetic vision, those that will take it as law. Is the vision of the Lord governing your life? Is the vision of the Lord the law in your home? Is the vision of the Lord controlling you, adjusting you, realigning you? Is the vision of the Lord your borders and boundaries? The Lord is leading this house. The Lord is leading us. And I do believe that the prophetic vision is and will be deeper than ever. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. I want to announce to all of us this morning that our responsibility and great privilege is to run with the prophetic vision of the Lord for this house. This is our church. I want to encourage us this morning to not get up all caught up with the prophetic vision for another place or another house. This is our house. This is our place. Don't get caught up with the prophetic vision for another city. God is delivering his vision to us. We focus on the vision of the Lord for us. When we focus on it, when we adopt it as our own, when we make it law, what is the result? The result is this. We give our lives to it. We give our energy to it. We give our finances to it. We give our families to it. We listen intently to what the Spirit is saying to this house, our house, with great anticipation and readiness to respond. The prophetic vision of this house will no doubt be carried to our homes. It'll be carried to our families. It'll be carried to our dwelling places. It'll be carried out into the streets. If we will make it law in our lives, we will be carrying the vision of the Lord. The vision of the Lord will be carried to our places of occupation and our places of business. Now is the time, says the Lord. Now is the time for what? Now is the time that we gather for the conferences. Now is the time that we give to the projects. Now is the time we get to the prayer services. Because he declared, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And even right now, as I've only mentioned three, some have cast off the vision. But the Lord is looking for the discerning saints this morning who will run with his vision, that not only they not perish, that their children not perish, and that the church of God, this church, not perish from what it should be and is today. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Now is the time that we worship and we serve and we love. Now is the time that we offer our giftings to the house of the Lord. Now is the time that we unite our hearts, for where there is unity, there is the commanded blessing of God, the word declares. Now is the time that we run this race with endurance. Now is the time we speak well of the house of the Lord, that the city might be exalted. Now is the time that we order our lives and our homes according to the word of God. I don't know what your home looks like, but is it full of the vision of the Lord? I don't know what your Sunday morning looks like on a regular basis, but is it full of the vision of the Lord? I don't know what your Tuesday night looks like, but is it full of the vision of the Lord? I don't know what your family room looks like with the one-eyed devil on one side, but is it full of the vision of the Lord? I don't know what your heart is like, but God does. He's looking into every heart. Is it full of the vision of the Lord? Have you made the vision of the Lord your law? God needs laws. Can you imagine our city if all the laws were abolished? You might not agree with some of the laws, but can you imagine if tomorrow morning we woke up and for even one day there was no law? Chaos. Perishing. People running wild, doing whatever they want to do. And that's why God knows that His people need vision. His people need His law. For the scene is indeed being set for that church which will be hot, not lukewarm, and it will rock the very foundations of hell. No power on earth will be able to ignore or despise it. Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do we believe it this morning? The voice reads, I will build my church. The church will reign triumphant even at the gates of hell. And I love how the message reads, I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. Wow. God's vision for His church, number 7, blazing hot. Blazing hot. A church on fire, a church white hot, a church burning with and for the glory of God, a church blazing hot with prophetic vision. Now that might not be your vision for God's church, but it's His vision. That's His heart, that every church would be blazing hot, not lukewarm. That every believer would be blazing hot, not lukewarm. We know what He does with those that are lukewarm. He's calling us to be blazing hot. Augustine of Hippo said these words, Come, Lord, stir us up and call us back. Kindle and seize us. Be our fire and our sweetness. Let us love. Let us run. Charles Finney said these words, The church of our times needs the apostolic spirit. She needs so deep a baptism with those fires of the Holy Ghost that she can go out and set the world on fire by her zeal. The church needs more than ever the Holy Spirit. The enemy is lying to us. Having us believe that the church can function in the last days without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be full of the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That dunamis dynamite power, that we can set the world on fire, that our words have power behind them, that our witness has power behind it. We need to cry out like never before that the Holy Spirit would come and set us ablaze. Holy Spirit, would you come? A church that is not content to function without the Holy Spirit. Is that the cry of your heart? This place is heating up. If you can't feel it, you might be dead. But I just like to say that this place is heating up. All the prayer. All the prayer is heating this place up. All the worship is heating this place up. All the service is heating this place up. Tuesday nights, listen, is heating this place up. I thought back this last week. We talk about growing older and the years going by. Thinking about how many years I've been playing in this church, just leading worship or playing on the worship team. Believe it or not, it's now about 25 years. And I thought about the musicians on one of the Monday nights serving. A few are younger, but the ones that are my age, the faithfulness has heated this place up. And this is the example. It's been years and decades of this. They have served every Tuesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Monday night, some of them for 25 years. Some of you aren't even 25 years old. But it's that kind of faithfulness that has been heating this place up. There are pillars in this place that have been believing for this day, believing for this time, holding to the vision of the Lord, governing their lives, living holy and pure, running the race with endurance, holding to faith, showing up for every service, no matter what life looked like, whether it was the valley or the mountain, showing up and knowing God is faithful. And when you sow, according to the will and vision of the Lord, you will reap. All of this has been heating this place up for such a time as this. Blazing Church is a biblical church. A blazing church is what this world so desperately needs. This world does not need a lukewarm church. Let us first be concerned with the heat of our fire, and let us continue in the manner of the Lord. You might say this morning, do you actually believe this? Do you actually believe God's vision for the end time church? Do you actually believe what he has said? I will share the words of Charles Spurgeon. There is no saint here who can outbelieve God. God never outpromised himself yet. I'm here this morning to encourage the church to run with the prophetic vision of the Lord for this house. Run with the prophetic vision of the Lord for the believer's life, for the disciples' life. Run with the prophetic vision of the Lord for your house. Run with the prophetic vision of the Lord for your children, for your parenting. Listen, they're in your house. Run with the prophetic vision of the Lord. Make that your heart's cry. Say, Lord, I receive your law today. I receive your vision today. Concerning this house, would you buy into the vision this morning? Perhaps you never have. Would you give your life to the vision this morning? All in. Not in some respect, but in all respect. Would you carry the burden of the kingdom in this time in history? For it's your time. Would you carry the burden for the prayer house, the prayer services, worship services, the projects? So many things. Will you give your life to it this morning? The Passion Translation reads, when there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. Let faith arise in this place. Let us carry the cause and let us run with the vision and let our souls be filled with heaven's bliss. Let's have the worship team return this morning. Can we receive God's vision? Devils trembling, legions of demons driven into the abyss, prison doors swinging wide open, prayed open, rulers cringing in fear, such faith and power that cripples rise up, leaping. The vision that beggars become evangelists. The vision, a church believing in the supernatural, opening blind eyes, unstopping deaf ears, and healing all manner of diseases. Yes, even raising the dead. Vision takes faith. And when it's faith in a word from the Lord, obedience is only natural. Walking it out. Lord, we believe. Lord, we will run with your vision. I want to encourage the church today. Let us, like never before, cry out for the fires of the Holy Ghost. Let us cry out for the unfolding of the prophetic vision for this house. Let us cry out for the presence of Jesus to fill this place like never before. Let us cry out for a burning that will consume a city. Let us cry out that the name of Jesus be raised as a flaming banner above our nation. Let us cry out for the words kept secret and sealed for the end time. Let us offer him all. And let him ask of us. Lord, ask of me. Would you pray that this morning? Lord, ask of me. Yes, we ask of the Lord, but Lord, ask of me. What would you have me offer? What would you have me give? What would you have me change? Ask of me, Lord. Ask of me. It's not a question of what you can do for me, but what can I do for you, Lord? How can I serve the kingdom? How can I help carry the vision? How can I be your hands even this week? How can I be your feet, Jesus? How can I help? How can my home help? How can my finances help, Lord? Ask of me, Lord. Ask of us even in this place right now, Jesus. Speak into our hearts. Speak into our hearts. Speak into our hearts, Lord. Let us not turn a deaf ear to what your Spirit is saying to us today.